Review Office, Battle Creek, Michigan, October 8, 1890. To whom it may concern in the Review Office. I cannot address my nephew, Frank Belden, for reasons that I cannot fully explain, but one is this. He stated that the reason why he did not take an active interest in recommending Volume 4, The Great Controversy, was that he would be thought partial because Mrs. E. G. White was his auntie. I am very careful that he shall never have occasion to make this humiliating excuse. Because he was my own sister's child, my nephew, I felt more urgent claims were upon me to look out for his temporal and physical interests, acknowledging the relationship with decided interest. Abraham did this in his association with his relatives. I have always taught obligations are mutual. But lest someone may think I would take unchristian advantage of my relationship with Frank Belden in his connection with the office, I shall do no business whatever through him. So you need not be surprised if I deal entirely with other persons and require their attention which is due me in my position. Any favors that shall be considered my privilege to have must come to me through those who have no connection with me by relationship. My connection with the cause and work of God, from the first of its existence in the publishing houses at Battle Creek and Oakland, has given me an experience of value and has entitled me to consideration with my brethren. The Lord has been pleased to present to me what is right and what principles are wrong in the management of his work. In the management of the business connected with the office, reproofs have been given to the ones in position of trust because they were weaving their own traits of character into the work. Their selfish, grasping dispositions were revealed in their business transactions. When reproved and corrected, Brother Aldrich and some others who were then managing the office would say, I cannot see why we should not, in connection with the work, be sharp and show tact in dealing with believers and unbelievers, as we have done in temporal business matters. Business is business. Religion is religion. Each have their distinctive influence and sphere. If I should bring my conscientious religious scruples into my business connected with the office, I think we would be losers. You must act sharp and take advantage of circumstances and persons to gain to the office all you can. I was shown this reasoning was all wrong, originating from the arch deceiver, Satan. This was entirely contrary to the example of Christ and the lessons he gave to his disciples to be practiced on all occasions in connection with the world and the things of eternal interest, and thus reveal that truth, mercy, and righteousness, which is the glory revealed in the character of Christ. Those who do otherwise from this, however exalted their position, however high their claims to righteousness, are in the broad road and are not traveling in the steps of Jesus, where he is leading, along, the path to holiness and to heaven. Those who choose their own way in the place of God's way and in being doers of Christ's words will separate their souls from God, and they evidence before the universe and the world that they are not Christians. They do not value souls. They have a false theory of what constitutes the Christian character. They have a name to live, but are dead as far as piety and devotion and true godliness is concerned. They mislead into false paths. The way of Christ is obedience, in loving men's souls and seeking to do them good. That love which will be exhibited in words and in watching for ways and means for displaying itself, even amid apparent obstacles to obstruct it, is becoming more and more extinct in the men in position in the office of publication. None but a devoted Christian can discharge aright the high and sacred duties in the interest of the work of God in the office. Every action, every interest, is to become subordinate to the way of the Lord, the high interest of that life which makes a man one with Christ. representing the maxims and principles of Christ in all their business transactions. In this way is the Savior's example best copied and his glory best promoted. There are many professed Christians whose lives deny Christ, and just such ones are connected with the office of publication.